ProFlowRadio.com.
You are now tuned into the Pro Flow for Show Show, internationally syndicated, act like you know, with your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show, www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show Show, wireless phone interview feature presentation. Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show, Pro Flow for Show Show.
Check this out.
Yeah. You know?
Hit it with Fofo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah.
All right, so how you doing tonight, bro?
Man, good, man. Just putting things together, man. You know?
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, man. Now, I'm talking to Will Parker right now. Now, Will Parker's basically a movie producer. Why don't you give me my audience a little background on what you're into, man?
Well, I started a company in Chicago. That's where I'm from originally. Born in New Orleans, raised in Chicago. And we started a clothing line. And the name of the clothing line is called Faith Walk. And pretty much...
Faith Walk?
Faith Walk, F-A-I-T-H, Walk, Faith Walk, all one word.
Oh, Faith Walk, okay.
And, yeah, and pretty much the premise of the whole company is that, you know, we believe that everyone is, you know, born into the world with gifts, talents, abilities. Some realize them, some don't. And the ones that do realize it, that, you know, have to take a faith walk, a journey, of unseen things that they don't know how it's going to happen, as far as if you start anything up brand new that's different from the rest, or if the same, you could do it better. Don't know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, who's going to invest in them, all these different unknowns. But they're like, they believe in themselves and they believe in something greater than them, and they believe that their purpose is to impact the world and bring this new product, service, talent, or ability to the marketplace, to where it's inspiring other people. People are getting some type of benefit out of it. And so you have to take a faith walk, a leap of faith, a journey to make those things happen. Even if, you know, your own family don't believe in you, your friends, whatever it may be. People call you crazy, whatever. But you're willing to take a risk to go out there and make things happen. And that's what the whole premise of Faith Walk is.
You got a presence on the internet at all?
Yeah, we have a presence on the internet. Like I said, we've evolved into a film company, which was, you know, my first love was filmmaking. You can go to lastpartymovie.com or type in The Last Party on Earth, the movie, and it'll take you to our website, which is about the film and about the company and what the vision is, and the actual first trailer. You know, that we produce for the film, and we're actually working on the second one now. So I've been in meetings and phone calls and all those different things, putting everything together. And they'll tell you about the company and see what we're doing right now presently, and the wonderful people that are, you know, working with us.
Great, great. Now, how did you get started with movie making, man?
Great question, man. Back in Chicago, I was in the same high school as R. Kelly. I wasn't there when he was there, but we went to the same high school, and
yeah,
our music teacher, he gave us a project, a creative project, and everybody else wanted to come up with a song, and I thought outside the box and said, I want to do a video.
Yeah.
And I've always admired Sean Diddy Combs, who's, you know, has recently been crowned the richest guy in hip-hop.
I mean, that's obvious.
Notorious Big.
All right.
Yeah. Forbes magazine just crowned him. Another All man right. took his faith walk back in, you know, the early 90s when he first
got
big, and now he's what it
know.
Is. Exactly.
Man.
So, pretty much I did a spoof with another gentleman on Can't You See video, where the guy played Biggie and I played Big Diddy. And
yeah,
it was fun, man. I fell in love with it. The comedy of it, I love comedy. But I've fell in love with the comedy of it and the visual side of, you know, bringing, you know, real characters and people to life.
Yeah. All right.
That's where it started.
That's great, man. Now, see now. The when I got the email about Will Parker and Faith Walk, it was a movie that was attached to it that was being produced currently, looking for funding and different things. Why don't you give an audience brief description about that movie?
Yeah, The Last Party on Earth. Pretty much, you know, it's set in 2012, but it's set during the wintertime. People are desperate because, you know, not a lot of jobs.
Right.
And it takes place particularly in the trailer park community where, you know, there's some very talented people. There's talented people everywhere across the world, no matter where you're from. It's not where you're from. It's how you come and how you, again, use those talents.
Mm-hmm.
And so this particular story takes place in one of those communities. It's downtrodden, but, you know, people are struggling to get by, pay their bills, and so a group of people decide to create a home invasion robbery team. And so they go around the city of Atlanta robbing these different homes. And, you know, as we know that, you know, you continually put evil out in the world, you know, evil is going to come back to you. It may not come back today or tomorrow, but it is going to come back.
Yeah,
so I'm not going to tell you what comes back on those characters.
I understand.
But we all have to learn our lessons one way or another.
Yeah, definitely, man. Now, for the audience, the people that are listening, are you looking for anything to help bring this movie to the forefront?
Well, the first thing I would say is encouragement and prayers, for one, because with that, everything is possible. Secondly, to definitely, you know, check out the website and, you know, like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. On Facebook, you can type in The Last Party on Earth, the movie.
Okay.
On Twitter, it's just Last Party Movie.
Okay.
And if you Google it, just The Last Party on Earth. So there's multiple ways to find it, but either which way, just remember, Google The Last Party on Earth.
Okay, cool. Now, being a movie producer, you know, aspiring or veteran or, you know, whatever you want to call it, people have different ideas of what's a rookie and what's a veteran, you know what I'm saying? But, like, what do you want to see yourself out at in, like, 10 years, man?
Great question, man. I want to see myself, you know, right now I feel like, you know, I'm in the field because, you know, I write my material. You know, I write it, direct it, and produce it. But that's not to say that, you know, one day I'll receive, you know, another young brother or sister's work, you know, who's a writer. I bring it to life for them. Or as a, you know, as a director, I didn't write it, but just, you know, bring it to life. Or I'll bring it to life as a producer. Encourage you to direct it or encourage, you know, you to produce it alongside me. It just all depends. I mean, I'm not the type of cat I like to be in control all the time. I just feel like whatever requires me being a team player to execute that goal and that product to get to the screen to make a difference, you know, for everybody so it can be a win-win, that's where I'll be placed and willing to be placed.
What's the best part of producing and writing scripts to you? You know, what's the best part of this whole process?
I would say, that's a great question. The best part about it to me is researching, doing, you know, learning about the different characters, people. Just learning those people and the settings, and you just learn so many things, you know, how people talk, you know, where they live. In addition to, like, the setting that you create, you're recreating life. So you get to be put in different situations to really, you know, learn to be the best person you can be, really, because that's what's needed, is you're working with so many different personalities and people.
What advice would you give to individuals that are looking for their way in life, you know, what they're good at, or just anybody trying to make it in this game?
I once said, you're either trying to make it in the game or out the game. Out the game can be meaning, you know, something you don't like and you're trying to get to somewhere where you do want to be, and then in the game is somewhere where you are and you want to get to where you want to be. In my experience and being in so many different type of jobs and meeting so many different people along the way, it's all relative. It's all created me to be who I am today. So I would say there is no one direct route to achieving a goal. And to me, happiness is if you want to be, open a lemonade stand and be an entrepreneur and you're making a bunch of money to live the life you want to live, whether it's drive a Toyota or Benz or Bentley, whatever, pretty much live your life to where you want to live it. It don't have to be necessarily defined by the career. You know, live it to where you want to live, and that's success. It ain't got nothing to do about having a bunch of money, because some you can have a whole lot of money and be unhappy. You know?
Got that right.
It's about, you know, living how you choose to live. And that means, if that means you want to stay in your house all day and you only want to go out for an hour and then go get some lemonade, and you're able to do that, because we need money now. Everybody needs money to survive. And what you do with it is on you. But, right, you know, but as long as you got your bills paid and however, again, you living the way you want to live, you ain't harming nobody, that's success to me. So I would say choose what type of lifestyle you want to live first. You know, are you the type you like to travel a lot? You like to have a lot of clothes, a lot of shoes, a lot of whatever material thing? Then you know that you're going to need money for it. But if you're the type you don't need a lot, then you pick a job based off that. In addition to, what are your talents? You like to draw? You like to cook? I mean, do something that you're naturally gifted at, that it makes you... You're going to still have to work for whatever it is. Even if you are naturally gifted at something, you're always going to have to continually work at it, because it's a craft. So, again, just be open and perceptive. Listen to yourself. And also, other people around you, they notice some things sometimes that you don't see. And I'm talking about those positive people in your life, like your mom sometimes, your father, your brother, your sister. It could be your neighbor. So just kind of pay attention around you. And don't be afraid to go for something you don't think you can't get. That's my
advice. That's great advice. I like that. Pay attention to what other people see, you know. You got any shout-outs, bro?
Yeah. Thanks, man. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to you, Ms. Mosley. For having me on the show,
man. You're too
polite.
You're too well put together. You got like a... You ain't made no mistake yet, man. What's coming up?
No, man. I want to give a shout-out, man, to the people of Akron, Ohio.
Okay.
I'm grateful that I'm on the show, not just talking about, you know, what I'm trying to present to the market, but more importantly, to have a conversation and you have an opportunity to listen to someone with a different perspective, live a different life from you, just as you have lived a different life from me. And also for giving us LeBron James.
Oh, man. Oh, you're so funny, brother, bro. Man. So you know a little bit about Akron, huh? That is hilarious.
Oh, man. I know about Ohio, man. I went
You'd
to the Cincinnati Jazz Fest, man.
Wow.
And I met cuties from Akron, man.
Man, Akron got some real beautiful women.
Yes, they
I'm
do.
I'm looking at one right now. It's crazy.
Man.
But,
blessed,
yeah,
man.
Ohio,
blessed.
Ohio's a good place. Yeah, we're very blessed here in Ohio. I ain't gonna lie. It's funny though, because
yes,
you'd be surprised how many people don't know that LeBron is from Akron. They still don't know that yet. People still slipping on that one. But you definitely done your homework, man. That's funny.
Yeah, man. So I want to give a shout out to people of Akron, just the whole state of Ohio, Columbus, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Dayton, the whole nine.
All right.
My mom's. My best friend, my mom's, Renee, my brother, Corey, his daughter, Imari, my stepdad, Wayne, my father, William M. Parker, the first, who was in heaven looking over me, my granddad, my grandma, city of Chicago, New Orleans, Atlanta, just worldwide. God bless everybody.
Well, because the way it sounds, this probably ain't going to be the last interview, one of many. The way you talk, we come up with a... our own show, honestly, so we might be talk about
man,
that.
Anything's
you know,
possible,
man.
If you or anyone else you know would like to have their poetry, music featured on the Pro Flow for Show, hosted by Mr. Mad Max, check us out, www.maxheat.com. Don't be left out. Don't be the last to know. Spread the word.
spread the word.
It's Pro Flow M4 Radio.